It's a good one. It's something that, as a football person, you know, you want to pit your wits against, you know, Premier League opposition, and we've got an opportunity to do that. I don't know, you know, how strong they'll be, or will it be, you know, a full strength team with obviously the Premiership campaign. But again, whoever they put out, they've got probably 40 pros who are all capable of playing the Premiership. So a good one for us to have, and not the travelling as well. I think, you know, I was looking at that to see where we'd end up travelling, and it's an home game, and you know, it's an opportunity for the fans to see Premiership players on our turf. So good, and I'm sure if the club can get a scheme up, we'll get some kids in to be able to watch Premiership football. So it's a good one.
The most important thing is obviously the league, but a cup run last year gave everyone such a big lift, and it created some momentum as well, didn't it?
It did. You know, when we first took over, you couldn't wait for any game to sort of kick in, and you know, lads enjoy training, and the training's good here, but you know, there's no better preparation than preparing for that game, you know, on a Saturday, Tuesday, and you can really get in a rhythm, and that's what we're trying to do, to get in a rhythm. So, you know, cup games give you a stimulus, they give all players a stimulus, and certainly against the sort of opposition we played last season, the Championship teams, it gives us a real stimulus. So, you know, games, players love games, they always have done.
You had to be patient the other night, but how important was it just to get an early win on your belt?
I think, you know, we set out with a game plan. I wanted to try the 3-4-3, and it worked for us, and the players enjoyed playing it. We had a massive dominance of the ball without finishing them off, and, you know, that's something that we're alerting to, and we keep working with daily on and off the pitch to try and rectify. But, you know, it was a game that we fully controlled, fully dominated, and I was more pleased with the lads at 120 minutes. You know, we've done the figures on what sort of coverage they made over the ground, and, you know, it's quite incredible. So I'm happy where the fitness is at, and I didn't really get a gauge against Wigan, but I certainly got a gauge the other night that, you know, the pre-season we've had has certainly got us to a point where the boys are fit. Dawes Perks could have run all night, Goldie, Johnny's and Voto, the lads who played 90-minute Chris O'Grady. So I was pleased with the 120-minute shift the boys put in.
What do you think is the difference between, you know, you maybe getting two or three goals the other night and having to go to penalties in the end? What has been that sort of thing that you've tried to stress to the players?
Just probably more proactive movement in the box. You know, we're reacting a little bit to circumstance, and, you know, we're trying to maybe carve something out of play that isn't there at times. So, you know, I've asked the players to be more aggressive around the box. If a shot opportunity's on, then get your shots off a bit quicker, a bit earlier. The ball sort of got caught under our feet, and, you know, get quicker, snap your shots off. So, you know, we're looking at all the details, and again, it might be that, you know, bringing another striker in adds that competition, fuels that competition, something of a bit of difference will add to that. But it's certainly, you know, we're working behind the scenes to try and do that.
120 minutes this early in the season, is it a good time if you're going to go to extra time to get it out of the way now, or is recovery important still?
Well, recovery's massive, there's no doubt about that, but I was quite okay with it. You know, I knew that, you know, a lot of the lads, a big percentage of the lads that played also did, you know, a full 90 minutes down a man deficit against. So I worried for that on Saturday, and then the 120 minutes, I didn't know how to go, but I was delighted with the performance and the lads who come on. You know, you give them, Jim O'Brien, I thought was outstanding. Thomas Sisker gave us a great energy to the game and looked really threatening. And Jason Scotland, you know, played a great part and really energised us in the performance second half. So we had a lot of positives that I could draw from that game, and I was happy, obviously, to get through.
A lot of the fans have wanted to ask about Sivker. Is he really knocking on the door for a potential start?
Oh, Sisker's brilliant. You know, I said to the lads after the game, possibly he's an outstanding professional. You know, he's got a great work ethic, and you can't ignore Sisko. He's in and around training. He does his extra in the morning, does his extra in the afternoons. The kid's incredible, and he'll be a big part of what we do this season. Whether he's ready for a start, all the players are. You know, they really are. Ruben's ready for a start. Jim O'Brien, you know, we went for something different on Saturday. No hesitation playing him as a wing back. So I found a wing back there that I knew he could play that because of what we've been doing in training. But to see him, I thought he excelled as a wing back, so I was delighted with that. So we had some good finds. There's no doubt about that. Jason Scotland dropping down one in the hole did excellent. So I was delighted with the night's work for different reasons.
How's Martin Craney?
He's possibly 3 weeks off. And then that's whether we can get him back, you know, game ready and fit. So it could potentially be 4 weeks before we get Cranes right. He took quite a nasty knock and it's just twisted his knee. So, you know, the results have come back and we're probably looking at a 3-week injury to get right, but then obviously a week's preparation, possibly four.
And Kelvin Atuhu, how's he coming along as well?
Kelvin's had a great week down at St George's. You know, the medical team have sent him to St George's this week with their medical staff down at the Perform. And he's had a great week. So he's back in the building tomorrow. And we'll assess him then. But he's had a lot of functional work. He's had a lot of field work. Could be 10 days. But, you know, I'm not going to rush Kelvin. He's going to be so important to the campaign. He's missed a league game up to now and a cup game. So, you know, I just don't want him having a reoccurrence of that injury because he's massively important to us.
Is Lewin coming along as well? Because he's just been carrying something, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's had an hamstring injury. And he was coming on nicely and then he's had a bit of sickness. So that sort of kept him off the training schedule for a couple of days, which has knocked him back. But Lewin's coming through fine. It's a bit of a disappointing, that one, because he played the whole of the Rotherham game and we couldn't understand, you know, usually do an hamstring and you've got to come off. Mm. So we didn't think it was a deep tissue one, but it's turned into one. So, you know, Lewin will be right over the next couple of weeks and, you know, we'll start looking a lot stronger through the squad.
The other thing the fans are asking about, as you can imagine, is the search for new players, particularly that striker that you were fairly confident, I think it's fair to say, that you could potentially get one in this week. Are you any closer in that regard?
We've had a real positive meeting this morning and followed up a lot of leads yesterday and then today. And again, I think agents are playing a massive part in it and they're not telling the players to come out on loan at the minute. That's the crucial factor in what we've tried to do, because if you don't come out on loan as a player, if you do come out on loan as a player, the agent doesn't get paid. So the agent's having a massive bearing on what happens in our current situation. So it's just whether the player can stay at a club that he's not wanted at and then wants to come out on loan. So that's where we're at the minute. And again, you know, it'll go down from the Premiership to whatever club you want it to be at. But the agents do have a big say, and our advisors. And I think that's where we're at. But we're just determined to keep looking. It's no secret they're after one, and I want to bring the right one in. There's no doubt about that. We have got good options. Gone through all the options again today in real detail, see where we're at, progress report. So, you know, we're working really hard on bringing, you know, the best striker that we can bring into the club.
What does that say about football, though, that you want to get a striker in? I'm guessing that these strikers don't necessarily want to sit on the backsides watching on a Saturday. They probably want to be out there playing, yet the agents, just because they want to get paid, are sort of just congesting everything at the moment.
Well, if it's a permanent deal, the agent gets paid. You know, it's simple. If it's a loan deal, then the agent won't get paid. So, you know, he's his advisor. They're there to make money. There's good ones and there's bad ones. And, you know, if I'm an advisor and my dad was always my advisor, he'd just say to me, go and play. But my dad didn't have an ulterior motive, you know. So I look at that and it's part of the world of football. It's nothing we can do. You can't nudge it on. But you're right, players out there want to play. You know, we get this bad name sometimes for players and they're not all players want to play at whatever level. And that's what we're alerting to before, whatever games you're playing. You know, make a fist of it, and players do. So they get the wrong advice sometimes and they go with it. I just think players sometimes need to be strong and just say to the agent, listen, that's what I'm doing, because your football career soon comes round. You know, football time is quicker than normal time, believe me, you know. I wish I could still turn out now and play. I miss playing. I miss being a part of it. And you only know, and you can only pass that advice on when you've finished the game. So get to 300, 400, 500 league games. That was always the criteria as a player for us guys. You know, we'd sit round after games and talk and discuss it. And you always wanted to hit the 500 mark. It was something you were desperate to do. I don't think players are desperate to do that now, and I think agents assist in that.
I get the sense, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but before the season started, there was a bit of a flurry of activity. Now it's going to be quiet again. Are we almost waiting until we get to the end of the month when that transfer window looms, when things might start to kick into action again?
I think, yeah, you've probably alerted to not just our division, but the Premiership, and there is a domino effect. It doesn't matter where it starts or when it starts, but once it starts, you've got a real flurry then, and you'll start seeing that, you know, the players are waiting for two or three clubs. Once that they get the strikers of two or three clubs, then it comes down the list and, you know, we're somewhere on that list. So it's just a waiting game, and it's a patient game. But, you know, since I've been in charge, I've always been patient. We lost very good players last season. We had some times when we, you know, after the Man City game and Charlton game, that I didn't feel we had to panic. I know we've got strength and depth in this squad, and I'm not going to panic and bring the wrong one in, because, you know, people feel as though we have to be seen to be doing the right thing. So we're in a good point. We've got a squad that's full of quality, but, you know, with our owner and new chairman and Ben Mansford, we're always looking to improve what we've got, and that's the search, you know, and we will continue to do that for as long as we can to bring quality into this football club.
You're comfortable with the depth at the moment. You've picked up a few injuries. Dale's suspended as well.
Yeah, but I've always had belief in, you know, in your likes of Diggers and Ruben Lazarus. Every time I've used Ruben and, you know, utilised Ruben, he's done excellent for the team. So we've got good youngsters to back it up at this football club. You know, and Danny Rose is only probably 10 days off now, sort of looking at featuring in the squad. So we're all right, you know. There's never going to be no panic from me. I try and show a real clarity of work to what I do. And, you know, that hopefully that transmits to the players. So that's where I'm at. And I'm positive, you know, through this period.
What about the next game then, Blackpool? You must have good memories from last season there.
Yeah, it got us going, you know, on the road and that. And the first time I sort of felt the fans really energised towards what we were trying to do as a management staff. And, you know, it was great. They've got good quality, you know, but I think, you know, we keep hearing that the squad's small and it's a slight squad and that, but there's some quality in that squad. I've watched them against Preston, and we've done our DVD work, and they've got some good quality. They've got Premiership play, you know, £10 million player in Tomins. Whether he's available or not, I'm not sure, but, you know, they've been investing, you know, Davis and a boy Chopra. You know, Ferguson, they've got good players, there's no doubt about that. They've got a Premiership keeper in Gillo, Mighty Jilks, so they've got good players, and it's going to be a tough and formidable opposition, but, you know, we've got good players, and it'll be a good, I think the lads, I saw it against Scunthorpe Sunday and Monday, the energy and determination to get out on the training field and put right what went wrong on Saturday was quite, you know, it was enthusiastic. There was enthusiasm there was a spirit there. And it's the same. They want to kickstart the season, you know. And we come through a good 120 minutes. Obviously, we had the penalties, and then they want to get the league campaign started. And you know, it's going to be a good game for us to go into on Saturday.
You never want to lose a game 4-0, but I just wonder, you know, a 1-0 defeat compared to a 4-0 defeat. Sometimes the players, they are so keen to make an amends, and maybe that will help you a little bit this weekend.
I think so. You know, we went through everything after the Wigan game, and certainly in the first half, we were definitely in the arm wrestle. We was in the arm wrestle all the way until the first goal. So we were disappointed at that, and then we didn't have a lot wrong. At half-time, we should have just relaxed, and you know, our game plan was obviously to get our game changes on. Jason Scotland and Thomas Sisker, possibly Jim O'Brien at that point, but, you know, we didn't give ourselves a fighting chance. So we think we've learnt a lot. I saw positive signs against Scunny, and you know, we're looking forward to the Blackpool game.
As you mentioned, Tom Ince, it doesn't look like he's going to be available. He is such a good player. That would be a positive for you guys, wouldn't it?
Could be, or an opportunity for someone else, you know, to stake their claim, or, you know, the team sort of groups and shows that they can play and can win games without Tom Ince. So I think either way, playing or not playing, it can be a positive and certainly a negative if the team decides, no, just wait a minute, we're good in our own right. He's a wonderful player. He's got determination. I've told our young players about him. I went watching against Preston, and he catches the eye. But for me as a coach, he catches the eye off the ball. His determination in running back for the team, his aggression in his running, he's strong, picks great decisions. I spoke to the young lads here about him the other day. You know, I was really enthused after I watched him against Preston the other night live. And he's someone who he's Premier League all day, every day.